Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating 15 years of working with our good friend Brad Huskin. This is his 15th anniversary. Brad, thanks again for 15 great years. Brad is one of the great sales experts in the galaxy, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, also Munchies for Salespeople 1 and 2, two different books, folks. So check that out, and you can get all that. You can find out about all that and his Business Strategies and Solutions conference in Chicago next month in August at iastraining.com. Right, Brad?
Exactly.
IAS Training. And it, folks, he's offered a 20% discount if you email him from there or info at iastraining and tell him you heard about me, and then he'll help you work it out where you get a 20% discount on this conference if you want to go. So it's in Chicago, but people are coming from all over the place. So check that out. Brad, we were talking in the previous segment, and by the way, when they get to the website, they can find out all the different topics and the speakers and all their subjects, right, Brad?
Yeah, there's a whole layout on each topic and each speaker and a little
what their expertise is and how many times they're going to speak and all that, all the times
exactly.
And everything.
Yep.
Brad,
and one guy actually said, you know, if you can't afford to come, that's exactly why you need to be there.
Exactly. that's a good way to say it. So, okay, let's talk about difficult customers.
Okay.
How do we deal with tough customers?
Well, number one, you got to remember service rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is when the customer's wrong, refer to rule number one. And the customer's always right because they are the lifeblood. And, you know, for the most part, customers come in and they have their defensive shields up. And then we just add fuel to the fire in many cases by just making the situation worse than it is,
mm-hmm.
trying to defend the company or defend the policies, defend this or defend that. If you just ask the customer, well, what can we do to make this right for you? Then suddenly you take them off of that offensive,
mm-hmm.
and they know you're going to take care of them. And at the very least, that gives you a starting point in the negotiation process. And most cases, I say, no matter what it takes to satisfy the customer, do it. Write it off to your advertising and marketing budget.
In the long run, it'll be a deal. It'll be cheap.
It'll be
considering all the things that could happen, the bad will, the spreading of the bad will, the posting on Yelp and
all the bad
and all the
to go with it.
It's unbelievable. and all that's on steroids now, isn't it?
It really is.
So,
it's
folks, you're better off.
I
told you, Brad, when I was with Sears decades ago, when I was a young pup, the store manager told me one time. He said, "I was trying to deal with a customer, and I wasn't making him happy, and I didn't understand how much Sears meant when they said, or your money back, right?"
Exactly.
And our store manager said, "Jim, whatever you can get the customer to agree to before they get to me is a good deal for us, because I'm going to give them everything when they get to me."
Absolutely.
He said, "I'm going to give them whatever they want." He said, "If you can fix it to make them happy with something less than that, it's a good deal for us, because when they get to me, I just throw the doors open. They get whatever they want."
Yeah, and let me play devil's advocate a little bit. I know that years ago when I was in retail, I didn't like being taken advantage of.
Right.
But, you know, if the same thing occurs two or three times, then maybe you need to turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a legitimate first-time complaint or issue, just take care of them, for crying
right,
out loud. Because
right.
if you don't, they're going to go tell 20 people not to deal with you.
But then they become your cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
Most of the time, most people won't take advantage of you.
Right.
Some people will, but you can tell who those people are. But the main thing, first thing, Brad, is to thank them for coming in and telling you this, right? Thank
Absolutely.
You for telling us instead of somebody else.
Yeah, and what I tell people is, you know, if you upset one customer, they're going to go tell a bunch of people. But if you got 10 customers out there in the world that are upset with you,
mm-hmm.
you're lucky if you get one of them to come back and tell you.
Right.
And that one of them you better take care of.
Right.
Because it's just, it costs a fortune to get a customer. It costs you nothing to lose them.
It's amazing how many times somebody will bring back a $15 item or something, and you'll try to show them how is the error of their ways or whatever. Just give them another one and make a hero out of yourself. What's that?
Exactly.
The benefit. You got to realize your bread gets buttered a lot of different ways in the marketplace, doesn't it?
It really does. And building a business based on referrals and recommendations, to me, is the only way to go.
That's the goal. That's the solid goal, folks. It was absolutely 50 years ago, and it's one of those things that still is today. Old school is always, that's part of old school, that's now part of new school. Hey, Brad,
exactly.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the conference, Business Strategies and Solutions Conference at IASTraining.com. Go there and check out that 20% discount. Thanks again, Brad, for 15
Sounds
great
good.
Years.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.